A couple of months ago, the Supreme Court changed the rules of the digital music game. The case was MGM versus Grokster. Grokster makes software that people use to trade music files. And the justices said companies like Grokster can be held liable if their software is used to share files illegally. Illegally here meaning without paying the copyright holder. Spells trouble for companies like Grokster, but it has created an opportunity for other outfits to develop peer-to-peer networks that work legally. Legally meaning that copyright holders get paid. Gideon Darkangelo reports now from New York.
When the Grokster decision came down at the end of June, Wayne Rosso, former Grokster CEO, knew instantly what it meant.
It made all the existing P2Ps toast. I mean, it's over. Period. I think that the P2P community is reluctantly accepting this. I mean, very slowly. I think maybe it's starting to sink in. The fact of the matter is, the content owners need to be paid for their content. What we were fighting over was how and how much.
Rosso's answer to how is a legal peer-to-peer network called Mashbox that comes to market later this year. Mashbox is based on the try before you buy premise.
Once you run a search for a title and you download it, if it's been claimed by the copyright owner, you get to listen to the song all the way through 5 or 6 times. Once you've expired those number of plays, then it just reverts back to your standard 30-second sample file.
Unless, of course, you buy it. Oddly enough, or perhaps not, the music database that makes Mashbox possible comes from Sean Fanning, creator of the original Napster. 3 out of the 4 major labels, Sony BMG, EMI, and Universal, have signed on with Fanning's new company, Snowcap. Ali Aydar is the COO of Snowcap.
What Snowcap provides is a technology platform and a system which we call the digital registry.
To get paid, music publishers must use Snowcap's digital registry to say, these are my tracks, and this is what they cost. That way, when people trade files on a Snowcap-powered P2P, there's a way to trace back to the owner. But the big appeal of P2Ps has been their deep catalog, that rare track or live recording. And that comes from letting fans share any music they've got. Snowcap says it can legitimize these transactions as well.
We're seeing it for the first time. Then Snowcap takes a digital fingerprint of the track and then gives rights holders the opportunity to set business rules to make that content available.
The big innovation in P2P may not be getting the content owners paid, but getting the fans paid too. This is already happening in the independent music community on legal networks with funny names like Weed and the Potato System. These systems actually reward users for sharing files.
You know, imagine if you could download an iTunes and then sell it to your friend and make money off it. With a Weed file, that's the basic premise behind it.
Chopper Wickerstee is an avid Weed file sharer who's always on the prowl for new music.
That's actually a young lady from Manchester, England, and it's absolutely fantastic. Chichui Ekwazar is a fantastic talent. I bought several of her tunes, and already some of them have resold.
We like to say the store is in the file, so wherever the file goes, it monetizes itself.
John Beezer created the Weed file system.
Once you have bought a file and then you share it and someone else buys it, you get a commission for basically distributing and promoting the music. You can just go ahead and collect Weed files and put them on your blog, and you're in the digital music business.
What will it take for fans to adopt these legal P2Ps? For Tao Tanaka, music technology researcher at Sony Computer Science Lab in Paris, ultimately it will be the experience these legal services deliver that will make one succeed over another.
If it's convenient enough, people will be more than happy to pay. The other thing is that value add. What do we get surrounding the music file? Do we get complementary or supplementary graphics information or information about the artist? If it becomes a universe where people can get into music and get into more music and learn about music and broaden their tastes, then people will say it's worth it.
That still remains to be seen. With millions of files still being illegally traded on free P2Ps like LimeWire and eDonkey, it seems that free music is a hard habit to break. Post-Grokster, however, there may be no choice. In New York, I'm Gideon Darkangelo for Marketplace.